Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the Japanese manufacturers and have they actually improved. Now, I've decided to use a source that never ever lies, and that is the stopwatch. And what I've decided to do is to compare the Qatar qualifying and sprint race for 2023 versus the Qatar qualifying and sprint race for 2024. Now, I didn't use the main race, and the reason I didn't use that is because in 2024, the main race was shortened by one lap, and it would skew the data. Now, I'm going to start off with Yamaha and Fabio Quartararo. So, in 2023, Fabio qualified at 1 minute 52.524 seconds as his lap time. For 2024, he did it in 1 minute 51.918, which is an improvement of 0.6 of a second in lap time. For the sprint race in 2023, Fabio did it in 20 minutes 59 seconds 0.088. However, in 2024, he did it in 20 minutes 54 seconds 0.150. Now, that is the bones of 5 seconds improvement on race pace. On to Honda, Joan Mir in 2023 qualified at 1 minute 53.570 seconds compared to 2024 of 1 minute 52.026 seconds. This is a 1.544 second improvement in lap time. For his sprint race in 2023, he did it in 21 minutes, 21 seconds, 0.080. But in 2024, he did it in 20 minutes, 55 seconds, 0.08. And that is a massive 25.998 second improvement on race pace. Let's call it 26 seconds and be nice. But to be fair, that is an absolutely massive improvement. Taka Nakagami, for qualifying in 2023, did it in 1 minute 54.360 versus qualifying in 2024, 1 minute 52.228. That is a 2.1 second improvement in lap time. For his sprint race in 2023, he did it in 21 minutes 18 seconds 0.872, and for 2024 he did it in 21 minutes 4 seconds 0.020, to give him a 14.852 second improvement on race pace. Let's just call it 15 seconds to be fair to him. So the answer to the question, have the Japanese manufacturers improved year on year? Absolutely, yes they have, and the data here definitely shows they have. So they've got better in qualifying. Honda have made an absolutely massive jump in qualifying and an absolute massive jump in race pace. Do the results really show it? No, they don't. But race pace has moved on. And the problem that the Japanese manufacturers have is that the European manufacturers are not resting on their laurels. They're also improving week and week, day and day. So it will be interesting to see how the Japanese manufacturers can close this gap with the concessions. I do not expect to see a major gap being closed until mid-season, if I'm very, very honest. But it will be interesting to see when I do another comparison towards the middle of the season, how exactly the gap has closed. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of the data? And when do you think the Japanese manufacturers will actually catch up to the European manufacturers? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.